This is a recording of ISIS International from the Global NGO Forum on Beijing Plus 15, held in New York in February 2010.
ISIS International, documenting feminist visions, creating critical communications, and strengthening social movements.
It's for us together to engage with patriarchy. I'd like to request for us to take a silence to remember our sisters who in the last 15 years have died due to preventable disease, who have died when they were trying to give life, who have died because of HIV and AIDS, and they may have acquired it because they didn't have the right to engage, to negotiate, to relate, and the skills to be able to say no. A moment of silence for the human rights defenders who dared to speak out, and yet the norms are that you have to keep quiet, even when it's hurting. For us to have a moment of silence to the many people who at this moment would like to have a voice. But they are silenced. This afternoon, we also want to celebrate. We want to celebrate how for the last 15 years we have stood tall and engaging on women's human rights, on gender equality, from an understanding of the complexities within which patriarchy determines space, voice, power, knowledge, and relationships. Would like to celebrate how in the last 15 years the women's movement has remained grounded within the basic premise of solidarity for transformation. Congratulations. We'd like to celebrate the ways in which we have continued to expand the notion that the public, the security sector agenda is not only defined by masculinities, but it is defined by the expected and lived experiences of women. We want to celebrate Security Council Resolution 1325 and all the accompanying resolutions. It is indeed a profound achievement that we did in the last 15 years when we were engaging in patriarchy. We were making a point that the security agenda is a common agenda. It is a women's rights agenda. We would like to celebrate each one of you for making a decision that you remain involved. Remaining involved within our diversities, addressing patriarchy requires us to respect the diversities of women's realities, and that women's reality is not homogeneous, but women's reality is diverse, from women with disabilities, young women, single mothers, widows, indigenous communities, women academicians, every woman within our different identities, social and any other. Patriarchy demands that we name our own diversities, and we promote women's human rights and gender equality within the context of respecting our diversities, but with a common perspective, women's enjoyment of all their human rights, irrespective of who they are. But we remain in a reality that we live in our communities, and for the YWCA, where I'm coming from, here we are talking about 15 years, but it has been a reality for more than 155 years plus. The reality which patriarchy is about power. Whenever we talk about patriarchy, we are talking about how is power accessed, enjoyed, negotiated, manipulated at the household level? How is power and power relations within the community structures which determines who is a leader and which determines who has voice and no voice, who has access to what and who has no access to what? Power, which determines the dynamics of accessing positions of public office. If a woman is running for parliament, she's scrutinized from the perspective of her social and sexual dimensions. But when a man is running for public office, he's scrutinized from the perspective of his achievements in a lifetime. That's patriarchy, according the same people, men and a woman, all running for public office, but being scrutinized differently. That is patriarchy. Giving different standards to men and to women around the same issue. Patriarchy also manifests itself within the institutions. Our institutions, many institutions, including the United Nations as an institution. And in the morning we've heard around the issues of numbers, we've heard about the issues of rules of engagement. This is all defined within the context of who determines what. But patriarchy is also about resources. So first, patriarchy is about power and power relations. But patriarchy is also about resources. Which resources are afforded what weight, wealth, and recognition? And I want to echo many, many statements that we have said that patriarchy is yet within our institutions is to find a proper formula for affirming and recognizing women's caregiving. Women's caregiving is still relegated to the margins of the economics of defining what is a resource. And yet, at Beijing, we said women hold half the sky. We were affirming the contribution of women in terms of not only the caregiving role, but also the other domains and dimensions of our engagement. It was very exciting sitting at lunch and reflecting with colleagues about patriarchy and naming, and how words determine space, identity, opportunity, or exclusion. Unless you name a dimension and specify, you remain within the margins of what is seen to be the norm. When you talk about naming and how the power of patriarchy naming is the definition of a leader, when you do a lot of gender training, the definition of a leader might not include my own late mother, who raised the 11 of us, but was not just a third grade graduate. But she would be those community women. And when you talk of a leader, patriarchy defines it from a perspective of office and not from a perspective of knowledge and experience, including that of grassroots or women in communities. A different identification. And we struggle with this every day, especially as community-based organizations. Say this is a high-level meeting, we need high-level people. And we say this is a high-level woman, and she has been running 25, 29 support groups in the village. No, she's not high-level. Because patriarchy is defining the notion of leadership from the perspective of public office and from a perspective of hierarchy. And the perspective of hierarchy continue to exclude women because women are not in the majority of decision-making positions. Again, we continue to look at the issue of norms and values. and how within the discourse of patriarchy and the reality in our lives, there's still a huge discourse that still needs to go on about women's human rights within the private sphere. When we met 1993 at the Human Rights Conference, we said the private and the public have to be seen in the continuum of human rights. Women's rights within the family are defined substantively within the norms of patriarchy. And therefore, it is women continue to find themselves experiencing intimate violence and not having adequate protection both from within the family and within the community. Women and girls continue to experience, to be betrothed when they just want to be in school. They're married early, but they want to be in school. And when the issue is raised, well, that is according to our culture. A culture is then used by patriarchy as a justification for the violation of women's human rights. We need to look at the discourse of women's rights within the private sphere and the importance of engaging. We know in this conference, in this forum, in the next 2 weeks, we are going to say over and over again the word patriarchy. We know that at this juncture, we have said most of the words about what the situation is. But what is very evident is how do we engage on issues of patriarchy moving forward. And what are the issues? How do we take the women's human rights agenda forward? What are the frontiers for which we need to sustain the women's human rights, women's empowerment, gender equality agenda? I'd like to close with a set of recommendations on the how. And this how is in a way evolving the perspective of how to engage with our societies, our communities, our institutions, which still are boldly grounded within patriarchy. First is the issue of diversities. For us to realize women's rights, for women to be empowered, for us to work steadily and accelerate the achievement of gender equality, we need to address those specific spaces of experience which women live their lives in a way that provides opportunities, capabilities, and an institutionalized way of transforming that reality. We cannot work in a generalized way around issues of women with disability and HIV and AIDS. It means we need to understand what are the specific dimensions of life experiences for young women with disability, for instance. For us to work on issues of women's rights in conflict in the Democratic Republic of Congo, in the Darfur, for us to address the issues of women's rights in fragile states where there is no governance or fragile governance, if we have to address the reality of women in Fiji, in Zimbabwe, in Kenya, and other countries which are going through transition after political violence, we have to be very specific to the understanding of what are those dynamics in order for us to engage with that reality. For that to happen, we need to connect with the experiences within communities. Secondly, in addressing patriarchy, we cannot address patriarchy without women's agency and women's own voice. We need to sustain the agency of women. And that agency from an intergenerational perspective. An intergenerational perspective which recognizes that my experience of violence would be the same violence, but it might manifest differently to another woman of a different generation. But together, if we respond in an intergenerational way, we'll have a collective response. We sustained the way in which we can achieve results. It was very exciting. Kenya is an example when one powerful woman lady decided to get married to a very young man. And patriarchy said that is not acceptable. This woman should not be in love. Why is she getting married? Why is a 65-year-old getting married to a 20-year-old? And yet the same patriarchy celebrates if a 75-year-old marries a sweet 22. How we need to look at women's rights within the intergenerational perspective of the completeness of women's enjoyment of all their human rights, but to push for women's agency, women's voice, and for that to happen, we need solidarity and collective action. To engage the issues around resources. Moving forward, we have to continue to talk about resources at household level, but we equally need to move the frontiers of engagement and talk about the core resources of this world. We need to talk about land. What are the issues around women's rights, access, ownership, control to land? We have to talk about minerals. We have to talk about oil. We have to talk about the core resources in addition to that which we have always been dealing with. The new frontier is to deal with resources in the way we are currently. It's mostly in the macro male domain. Institutions. We need to institutionalize transformative agendas. That institutionalization of transformative agendas is to happen within our governments, within our multilateral systems, and hence my celebration of the achievement to date with the GEAR campaign and the adoption by the General Assembly last year for the adoption of a gender entity for women. The institutionalization of structures in a way that provides a substantive platform has to be such that women in their own right are in the spaces of decision making. And therefore, as we move to advocate and continue to advocate under the GEAR campaign, we'll continue to ask for women to be included in the governance structures in whatever capacity it is, but it is crucial for women to be in the decision making other than to be a reference point within the institutions. We have to go beyond gender mainstreaming, and that is my last point. Gender mainstreaming is okay, but it's not sufficient. We need to embrace a substantive human rights-based approach, which is grounded within transformative policies and transformative leadership. It has to be about transformation. We have to move beyond mainstreaming to transformation, because the way we move into transformation enables us to institutionalize, but also enables every woman, every girl within her own space to enjoy her human rights, to enjoy possibilities, but to be able to engage with patriarchy within her own space. Lastly, the best way to engage with patriarchy is for each one of us to understand patriarchy within our private lives, to understand patriarchy within our spheres of influence, to understand patriarchy and how it plays out within our institutions, and together to find creative ways and build on strategies, perspectives, linkages, for which together one day we arrive. The arriving is when women enjoy their rights, when their rights are protected, when our institutions are accountable, and when the promises that have been made are fulfilled. Thank you very much.
This speech was brought to you by ISIS International. For more audio reports, please tune into the ISIS website. at www.isisinternational.org.